First, another skirmish in the long battle for presidential nominations. Senator John McCain on David Letterman's show last night, and he confirmed what we knew anyway.
The last time we were on this program, I'm sure you remember everything very clearly that we say, but you asked me if I would come back on this show if I was going to announce.
Yes.
I am announcing that I will be a candidate for President of the United States.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Senator McCain went on to say he's going to make a formal announcement of his candidacy next month. The Arizona Republican was considered the frontrunner to win the Republican nomination for president next year, though recent polls show him trailing former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Now, some outspoken GOP activists from his home county in Arizona are working to convince the rest of the country that McCain shouldn't get their support. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Steve Goldstein reports.
Arizona's District 11 Precinct Committee Chair Rob Haney doesn't look like a political firebrand. But since retiring from IBM, Haney's been a Republican activist who takes his party's platform very seriously. That has put him at odds with Senator John McCain, whom Haney labels a dishonest flip-flopper.
You know, he was known as a straight talk express, and we refer to him as the forked tongue express, because what do you believe on what day?
Haney has tried to have the state party censure McCain for not properly serving his Republican constituents. He's opposed to McCain's positions on campaign finance reform, immigration reform, and stem cell research, and he thinks the senator has been inconsistent on abortion, too. But Haney's anti-McCain efforts didn't get much attention until an unofficial, unscientific straw poll of Metro Phoenix Republicans. That straw poll saw McCain finish fourth among GOP presidential candidates. McCain wasn't impressed.
Oh, my God. I don't have any comment on it. Thank you. I really don't. I have nothing to say about it. There are public polls that show my strength in my home state.
But the winner, California Congressman Duncan Hunter, was happy to advertise the outcome. Here he was on Fox News Channel.
I helped to build the border fence in San Diego. The fence works. Arizona's border is extremely porous right now, massive overrunning of people smuggling, the smugglers bringing in people and loads of narcotics. And I think that Arizona likes my border fence, and that resonates with them.
McCain's supporters say the straw poll was manipulated by a small group in an attempt to embarrass him in the eyes of states early in the voting process. After all, if Arizona Republicans don't like him, why should Iowa's or New Hampshire's?
He's a very well-liked guy because of his independence.
Republican consultant Stan Barnes is a former Arizona state legislator.
But the very independence is what irritates that wing of that part of the wing, right wing of my party, which wants almost a religious deference to the exact words of the party platform, something that the average Republican that's registered in votes does not care about.
Haney disagrees. He says average Republicans have asked for his help. That's a substantial group, according to Dan Nowicki, who writes a McCain blog for the Arizona Republic online.
They just don't like him. They're not ready to forgive him. I think they'd love to have a more conservative, palatable alternative to McCain. Not sure they're going to get one this year.
Even Rob Haney admits that his own favorites, like Duncan Hunter and Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, are long shots against better-known and better-funded candidates like McCain. But he says he won't give up.
We're still looking for a dark horse to come out and take this, but I realize that it is a dark horse race to do that, but we're going to try.
A recent national ABC News poll indicates that McCain is trailing former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani by more than 20 points among Republican-leaning voters. And by the way, Rob Haney won't be voting for Giuliani either. For NPR News, I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix.